Powered Radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we'll be playing a plethora of music along with some community announcements. August is a jam-packed month in regards to community events, along with news from the news desk. But in regards to our community announcements, the first of which is taking place next weekend from August 7th through the 9th. The annual CSFA Family Campout will be taking place. And this will be taking place at the Baker Park Reserve at 2309 County Road 19 in Maple Plain, Minnesota. Things that you'll be able to find at this event is there will be a group picnic, festivities on Saturday, August 8th, beginning at 5 p.m. You will find this at the Baker Park Reserve, which is part of the Marshview Group Camp. And it's a very unique event because it's an event that's outdoors in the elements. I once attended this event back in the day where it torrentially rained on a Saturday and there were people trying to put their tents down in the middle of a storm, and by the end of the campout there was probably about less than 20 people that stayed out the whole weekend. But you can find a lot of diverse things with volleyball going on there, games for the kids, karaoke, bingo, I believe, on Saturday mornings. A lot of people that do enjoy golf go to one of the local golf courses there and they get a round in. But it's always a unique, diverse event for the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans that they have hosted pretty much every year for quite a long time. In regards to our next community announcement, this takes place on Saturday, August the 15th. It's the 28th annual fiesta in honor of the Mother of Perpetual Help. This is the Samahang Pag-asa Fiesta, which will be taking place at the Lions Park at 1220 157th Avenue Northeast in Ham Lake, Minnesota. Looks like there will be a special guest speaker of Dodge Flores, along with many dance groups that will be performing at this event. This is the event last year where beloved Filipino priest Father Vic Valencia wound up doing his last just big public mass here in the Philippines. What happened shortly after this, he was going on a mission trip in his hometown there in the Philippines, and unfortunately Father Vic passed away, had, I believe, a heart attack, and eventually, as we said, passed away in the Philippines, a beloved spiritual leader and someone that many people in the Filipino community looked up to. And I mean, yes, he was a priest, but he was also had a humorous side to him as well, and I would every so often run into him at many of the local Filipino eating establishments. Father Vic did love his Filipino food. So rest in peace to Father Vic Valencia. In regards to other community announcements in the community, on Sunday, August the 23rd, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their Philippine Teen Camp from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This will be taking place at the CSFA warehouse at 12100 12th Avenue South, Suite B, Burnsville, Minnesota. This is for teens 13 through 18. And you'll be able to find for teens there a meaningful day filled with games, leadership activities, cultural pride, and of course, Filipino food. And our last community announcement, ironically, is from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans. And this will be taking place on Friday, September the 11th, starting at 6:30 p.m. And this is their annual election meeting and potluck that once again will be taking place at the CSFA warehouse there in Burnsville, Minnesota. If you have more questions about the event, potentially being a candidate for the CSFA, you can contact info@csfamn.org. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. This is a song called Together as One with the group Interlude featuring Pinay.
Could this be real? Is it reality? Some fantasy? The feeling that I feel as I hold you in my arms, I feel like heaven's holding me. And I don't know how to tell you, girl, your love is all I need. open the gates for me.
Featuring Panay with Together as One. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities, online at kfai.org, and by searching the Filipino American National News. You can also find us via Google Play and the Apple Store by searching the KFAI app. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you can also find us on the social media platforms of Instagram and Facebook, and where you will find mostly on our Facebook any interview that we're able to record via video. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this story comes from KQED.org. One night last September, as J.P. Pringanza stood behind the decks inside Seafood City in Daly City, he saw what felt to him like an unimaginable sight. Hundreds of Filipino-Americans across generations all crammed inside a Filipino supermarket, ready to get down. What the Vallejo Rays DJ didn't realize at the time was his dance party that night would become a viral sensation, sparkling a national movement as Seafood City's locations across the country began hosting their own late-night DJ parties. Massive community gatherings that doubled as heartfelt expression of Filipino cultural pride. As the original creator of those Seafood City parties, Pringanza remained deeply proud of their cultural impact. Families were finding each other at Seafood City who haven't even talked to each other for years, he said today. At the same time, he found himself longing for something a little bit more intimate, where his original vision, born out of nostalgia for Filipino family parties he grew up attending, wouldn't be lost. For the past several months, Pringanza stepped away from the giant supermarket parties to work on a new project, Isa Pa, a series of free Filipino house parties he'll be hosting on the backyard patio at Village, a new wine bar in his hometown of Vallejo. The first party gets underway Saturday, August the 1st. The name Isa Pa means one more in Tagalog. It's a nostalgic phrase for Pringanza, who recalls how, as a kid attending Filipino parties with his family, he'd always hear the elders say, "Isa pa, isa pa," when taking group photos. I was so tired of that term, he said. I just wanted to keep on playing with my friends. Now that he's in his 30s himself, Brunzanga says he realized that those elders didn't just mean they wanted to take one more picture. They also just wanted one more moment to cherish. Ultimately, that sentiment Brunzanga wants to share. He recalls how the Bay Area Filipinos used to party every week over the smallest things. I didn't realize there was less and less of that in the post-pandemic, post-Pacquiao era, he says, referencing the way Manny Pacquiao fights used to be the in-between parties that would throw a bridge the gap between birthdays and graduations. These days, times to be moving faster than ever before. Sabrangaza says, why don't we throw one more party and see where it goes from there? While Seafood City's late night madness parties were largely focused on DJs, Brangaza wanted Isa Pa to be a little bit wider in scope in the way they, as he puts it, celebrate perseverance through Filipino artistry. He wants to highlight chefs, dancers, and all different kinds of musicians from all over the Bay. This Saturday's event, for instance, has a full slate of DJs, including the Peninsula-based Taiwanese-Filipino, the Leo Mac, the South Bay Psychological Department, and Rizanga himself representing the North Bay. Meanwhile, the headliner will be Osada 3, a band of teenage siblings that built a following for its feel-good nostalgic Fugees and Tribe Called Quest covers. Food-wise, chef Jordan Orozco, who cooks at Village, has created a couple of special menu additions for the party. Penmusabi with garlic rice and a sisig silog topped with Thai chilies and the Chef Tito special sauce blend. For that night only, the bar will also be slinging San Miguel beers, the beers of choice for many old-school Filipinos. Brinsanga says he drew inspiration from two existing events. Manila Sound, which has hosted a similar backyard parties at a brew pub in Los Angeles since 2022, and Barrio Bounce, a Southeast Asian music collective known for its parties centered on budots, a genre of Filipino electronic dance music. These two lay the blueprint, he says. For now, Brangaza plans to host Isa Pa parties at Village on a quarterly basis. He hopes, in part, is just for the Bay Area is to understand the concept of OPM, Original Filipino Music Party, he says, but his overachieving vision for Isa Pa is even more robust. Between parties, he plans to host intimate gatherings of musicians, chefs, and dancers at Bahay Kubo, or a traditional Filipino hut that a friend has in his backyard in Vallejo. Brunzanga has been filming these smaller gatherings, which are open to friends and family, and posting the videos on social media, six or seven of them so far. The name he's taken to calling these sessions, the Tiny Kubo. It's basically a Filipino tiny desk, Brunzanga said. He isn't sure how this new platform will evolve or whether, like those massively successful Seafood City parties, it'll turn into a broader national movement embraced by record labels and other Filipino organizations. But I hope it turns into something, he says. And for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the artist Ray Valera. And the name of this song is Ako Si Superman.
Akala mo'y nanlilinlang itong puso ko, di mo alam kailangan kita upang mabuhay sa mundo. Darling kong iyong pagmamasdan itong puso ko, sasabihin sa'yo. Kailangan kita, ikaw ang lahat sa buhay ko. Ako si Superman, pagkasama kita. Sa mundo.
And once again, that was Rey Valera with Ako Si Superman, which translates to I Am Superman. And congratulations go out to some Filipinos from Austin, Minnesota, that recently won a basketball tournament out in Des Moines, Iowa. I know that they have played a few Filipino-American tournaments here in the Twin Cities in the past. So congratulations for making their way down over to Des Moines and representing Minnesota very proudly. Right now we're going to play our next song of the evening. It is from a group known as Next Phase, a group that you may have seen back in the day on America's Got Talent. This is their song entitled I Sure Remember.
The smile on my face as it high. It felt so good, like waterfalls falling deep within inside of me. I remember that day when we first met, girl. The hours at hand, there I was, but long as eventually
remember the kiss might have been feeling cold. I wrapped you in these arms, acting like we're alone with no care. We went on making up next to you at all.
I remember those times when we traveled.
Next phase with I Sure Remember. And we're going to close out the Filipino American Ash News this week with a track from a group known as Inspired By You, IBU, out of the Chicago area. They were once a featured artist at an Asian American student conference here at the University of Minnesota back in the day. And this is their song, I'll Be. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org, the community's true voice.